Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I woke up this morning and I was in what I call my in-between time. Like I wake up before the alarm. I'm not ready to get out of bed yet. And I pull out my tablet and I was just watching the listen to the, I watched like Young Turks or David Pakman or Majority Report with Sam Seder or something like that. And I was watching Michael Brooks and he talked about Sean Hannity. And Sean Hannity, and he played a clip of Sean Hannity actually advising Donald Trump's team to destroy evidence. So he said, well, take out your phones and smash them and bleach the SIM cards and all this other stuff, and then just send it to Robert Mueller and then say Hillary Clinton equal justice under the law because of the whole email thing with Hillary. And it's absolutely ridiculous, their hatred of Hillary Clinton. I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton at all. Actually, I'm a fan of Senator Clinton. Like when Hillary Clinton was a senator, I was kind of a fan of hers because she had these, these lofty goals and, a semi-progressive agendas, and she talked about single-payer health care. And then, Secretary Clinton, I'm not a fan of the whole pay-to-play thing and all that other stuff like that. I'm not a fan of. But I will say that even though I don't like Hillary Clinton, the Republicans' hatred of Hillary just borders on the irrational. Like anything that happens, they find a way to tie it to Hillary. Like if a pit bull gets loose and rips a toddler's face off, Sean Hannity would be on there like, I'm pretty sure that at one point Hillary owned that pit bull and trained it, and that's why it killed that little girl, and it's just irrational how they tie everything to Hillary, just because Hillary to them is like they're like in pro wrestling, it's like a cheap pop. Or it's like if you're a rapper, it's like if Brooklyn's in the house, if you're a pro wrestler and you just be, if you're in Cleveland, like, hey, they don't do it like they do it in Cleveland. And everybody's like, yay, Cleveland, I live there. Or if you're a rapper and you're dying on stage and then, during the course, you're like, is Brooklyn in the house? And then they're like, yay, even though we're in Boise, Idaho, Brooklyn's in the house somehow. They just got on the F train and made it to Idaho. But my thing is this though. It's so their hatred of Hillary is so irrational that it just borders on the ludicrous, and you can't just take these people seriously because every time they get into an argument with somebody, especially on Facebook or Twitter, and they paint themselves into a corner where it's like they can't escape the facts, the first thing they do is they bring up Hillary Clinton. Well, what about when Hillary Clinton erased all those emails? Like, who gives a shit? She's not anything right now, okay? She lost the election. She holds no public office. So I'm not saying that she does something bad that it can't be highlighted. I'm just saying you can't always use it to get out because we're ragging on your guy or your people, and you use it to get out of that conversation. No one's going to take you seriously after that. Nobody. So let's look at it like this, right? You're Sean Hannity, and you just told Trump's team to destroy evidence in a federal investigation. How do you think that's going to play out? Do you not think that like you're a vampire and you don't show up on tape? That the FBI can't just take that tape? Like if all of a sudden Michael Cohen starts destroying all of his phones, that they're not gonna put you on the hook for that? Do you really think that? That's ridiculous. And here's my thing. Maybe it's a good thing Hillary is not the president. And I'm not saying that from a political standpoint. I'm saying that from a humanist standpoint. Because even though Republicans would love to see me dead for no reason, I don't want anything bad to happen to him. I'll put it to you like this. If I walked up to a police officer and said, "Good morning, good afternoon, officer. I'm a little bit lost. Can you show me how to get to," and he just pulls out a gun and just shoots me. Right? I mean, totally ridiculous thing, but let's just say that happens. There would be a Republican out there who would be like, "Well, even though he had no weapon, made no threatening gestures, and has no criminal record to speak of, he's black, so He was going to commit a crime sometime in his life. So, you know, that officer saved someone's life by shooting him down the street like a dog. Because, you know, he's black. And, all blacks are predisposed to crime, you know, or something as equally as ridiculous as that. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but if you've seen some of the threads on Facebook that I've been in, you would understand where I'm coming from. But even though there are some Republicans, not all, Jesus Christ, not all, there are some who feel that way about me, even though they don't know me or have no idea that I exist. Just the idea of me, of just being a black guy. I don't want anything bad to happen to you. And I think that the Hillary psychosis is so strong that I feel like if Hillary became president, these people would actually, I think they would kill themselves. I think you would just see, they would have like a Jim Jones barbecue, like everybody getting together. And then they're just like, you know, got the big punch bowl with the Kool-Aid with the rat poison in it. And they're just like, well, our country's gone. Clink, gurkle, 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 dead. Like, that's how I feel, you know, because they hate Hillary so much. They hate the ground she walks on, and she's not anything. She's not the president. She holds no public office. So imagine how it would be if she won. They would probably try to have another civil war if Hillary won the presidency. So maybe it's from a humanist standpoint. I mean, from a political standpoint, she can't be any worse than Trump. I mean, I didn't want to vote for... Oh, I didn't vote for Hillary. I forgot who I wrote in. I wrote somebody in. I couldn't vote for Hillary. But then again, I live in North Carolina. Hillary lost by 170,000 votes. She wasn't winning North Carolina regardless. You know? But my thing is this. I don't like Hillary because she is a corporatist. You know, she sides with corporations all the time. Watch the clip of Elizabeth Warren explaining how she, when Hillary was first lady, she taught Hillary about a bankruptcy law to fight a bankruptcy bill that would have hurt consumers. And Elizabeth Warren talked about how Hillary, as first lady, was a quick study, and it was basically her influence that caused Bill Clinton to veto that bill. But then when that bill came to her desk, while Hillary was a senator, she voted for the bill because now she was influenced by all that money. And it's not the first time that Hillary has changed her vote or has evolved because of money. So it's one of the reasons why I didn't want to see her as president. They just don't want to see her as president. I don't know if it's because she's a woman or what, but the other people are just batshit insane over the thought of Hillary. And they use Hillary for everything. Global warming, that's Hillary. Gun violence, that's Hillary. Economy, that's Hillary. Everything is Hillary. You know, they blame her for everything. And it's to the point where it's ridiculous. So Sean Hannity, I really hope they pull a Tupac on you. And what I mean by that is, for all you hip-hop heads who used to watch, old-school hip-hop heads who used to watch UMTV Raps, basically, there was an episode where Tupac was on UMTV Raps talking about a confrontation that he had, a physical altercation he had with a couple of, I don't know if they were directors or movie producers or whatever it was, and he physically beat them up. And he literally admitted it on MTV Raps. And you can see Ed and Dre trying to keep him quiet and trying to cover his mouth. Like, no, because they understand what's going on. And Tupac is like, yeah, I did that shit. And next thing you know, the FBI subpoenaed the tapes and then they arrested Tupac. Because Tupac told on himself on national television. So I hope they pull a Tupac on Sean Hannity and they... I know there's got to be, if you inspire people to break the law, and let's just say Michael Cohen is dumb enough to smash his phone up and then just put it in an envelope and send it to Robert Mueller, like, you know, like Hillary sends her regards. God, I hope they arrest Sean Hannity. That would make my year. So we'll see what happens. But this Hillary psychosis is going too far, and it makes these Republicans or these conservatives, it makes them like, I can't even look at these people anymore because they're so freaking stupid. So, all right, let me go ahead and get showered up and get ready for work. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.